This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. A Beaverhead County Sheriff's deputy who had stopped a suspected drunken driver earlier this week shot the man after he brandished a rifle. Sheriff Frank Klusner told the Montana Standard the driver was taken to the hospital. No information on the driver's condition was immediately available. Klusner says county dispatchers received a citizen report of a suspected drunken driver on Interstate 15 about 6 miles south of Dillon just before 7 p.m. Tuesday. The deputy found the vehicle on a frontage road about 10 miles south of Dillon and pulled the driver over. Klusner says the driver then grabbed a rifle and the deputy shot him. The sheriff's office asked the State Division of Criminal Investigation to investigate. Klusner did not release the names of either the deputy or the driver. Montana Petroleum Association officials say its executive director is resigning after 10 years on the job. Spokeswoman Jessica Senna says Dave Galt submitted his resignation to the association's board a month ago. He plans to remain in the position until his replacement is hired early next year. Senna says Galt wants to explore new opportunities after a decade of advocating for the state's oil and gas industry. He'll work in governmental affairs and as a lobbyist for the law firm Browning, Kalizak, Berry & Hoven. The Petroleum Association is taking applications for a new executive director until December 4th. The Canadian province of Alberta wants to bolster its struggling population of sage grouse by relocating up to 120 of the chicken-sized birds from Montana over the next 5 years. The western United States' own sage-grouse populations are struggling, and the bird was being considered as a threatened or endangered species. Instead, state and federal officials decided to impose conservation plans to protect its habitat. Across the border, Alberta sage-grouse occupied 10% of their historical range, and their numbers went from a high of 613 males in 1968 to just 13 in 2012. A pilot program in 2011 and 2012 relocated 41 sage-grouse from Montana to Alberta. Now the province is seeking additional relocations. The request goes to the Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission today. A Billings man accused of grabbing a woman off the street last fall, raping her at a construction site, and stealing her dog has pleaded not guilty. The Billings Gazette reports that Joseph Weinreber's bond remains at $100,000. A DNA match led to the rape charge. A Hardin woman has reached a plea agreement in the beating death of her boyfriend's 6-year-old daughter. The Billings Gazette reports 28-year-old Kirsten Oldbull has agreed to plead guilty to criminal endangerment and obstructing justice. A deliberate homicide charge is to be dismissed. Oldbull is charged in the March 2nd beating of Kimora Kiki Hogan. In other news this morning, Ducks Unlimited has cut ties with the field editor and columnist for the Conservation Group's magazine after he wrote an article critical of a donor's legal fight over public access on his land in Montana. Don Thomas, a Lewistown, Montana writer, says Ducks Unlimited editor told him the article upset media mogul Jim Kennedy, the chairman of Cox Enterprises. The organization released a statement saying the article unfairly vilified a member of the Ducks Unlimited family without giving Kennedy a chance to respond. A 2-day workshop in Cody, hosted by Wyoming Governor Matt Mead, will look at increasing the role of state governments in species conservation and other ways to reform the Endangered Species Act. Mead has made reforming the act a priority of his year-long term as chairman of the Western Governors Association. High-profile species protected by the act in the West include grizzly bears, which remain listed as threatened, even though many say their numbers have recovered. All across the state, many people took time yesterday to honor the sacrifices of America's veterans. Steve Jess attended one of those services in the capital city.
A 21-gun salute echoed in the chilly air as about 100 people gathered for a brief service recognizing military veterans at Helena's Memorial Park. Army veteran Kenneth Rosenbaum spoke of the sacrifices veterans make and their devotion to duty, not only during their service in uniform, but also when they rejoin civilian life.
Whether it's a school teacher, construction worker, or first responder, military veterans take their missions very seriously. They vote in higher percentages than the non-veterans. They are more likely to volunteer in their communities. They are less likely to live in poverty. In short, veterans make our communities better.
Vets from most of the military branches were represented at the service. One chair was deliberately left empty, a gesture of remembrance for those who didn't make it home, the prisoners of war and missing in action. I'm Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
A group of University of Montana students are staging a play based on women's experiences undergoing abortions in hope of fighting the stigma connected to the procedure. The Missoulian newspaper reports the group is performing Out of Silence for free at the Roxy Theater today. The play shows six vignettes of real abortion stories, including the depiction of a mother and daughter, a couple, a woman and a stranger, and supportive friends. The play focuses on the vitriol women face for having abortions and the decision that goes into them. UM officials say the play is part of the One in Three campaign, a project of advocates for youth aimed at starting a new conversation about abortion. Butte Silverbow officials are hoping someone will purchase the Uptown Butte building that used to house Northwestern Energy so the county doesn't have to assume ownership next year. The Montana Standard reports that Northwestern employees will move into a new building in the city next month, leaving the new building to fall into the county's ownership in the spring if there's no buyer. The transfer is part of a development agreement with the county that helped keep Northwestern's Montana headquarters in Butte. The building is priced at $750,000, and real estate broker Mike McLeod says there have been several interested parties, but no formal offers yet. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm Edward O'Brien.